It was a terrible day when Jesus was killed. The festival was usually such a good time. We had all gone to Jerusalem to celebrate, and even with the tension in the air and despite our trepidation, we came for a party. And then came the betrayal, the sham trial, the torture and death. It was a terrible day. But then something truly astounding happened. After Jesus' suffering, he presented himself alive by many convincing proofs, appearing over the course of 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. We hoped, we asked him, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel? And Jesus, the resurrected one, deflected. He talked instead about a Holy Spirit who would come before ascending into the clouds, into the heavens, leaving us again. Now what? So we keep gathering. We continue in God's teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers. We keep resisting evil, and whenever we fall into sin, repent and return. We continue proclaiming by word and example the good news of God in Christ. We keep seeking and serving Christ in all. We continue striving for justice and peace among all people, respecting the dignity of all. We keep safeguarding the integrity of creation, respecting, sustaining, and renewing the life of the earth. We continue to steward all God has given us. We persist in following the ways of God, the way of Jesus, while we wait for the next inbreaking of God into our lives, into our church, into our world. It was a terrible day when they broke through the border, kidnapping and killing too many friends and family, some held hostage for 2 whole years. And there have been many terrible days since, with increasing settler attacks on West Bank Palestinians, and with bombs and bombs and more bombs reducing Gaza to rubble. So little aid. Electricity cut off, no water, starvation, children orphaned, hospitals damaged or destroyed, homes ruined, community devastated, lives, whole families gone forever. All while the world watches, with moments of hand-wringing, to be sure, before we just change the channel and go on with our comfortable lives. Do our continued gatherings even matter? Should we bother continuing in God's teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers? Can we resist evil? And whenever we fall into sin, repent and return? What is our proclamation by word and example of the good news of God in Christ? Seeking and serving Christ in all people is only getting harder. Why bother striving for justice and peace among all people when dignity is rarely respected? Can the integrity of creation be safeguarded any longer? Or is the life of the earth forever changed? How are we to steward all God has given? If we persist in following the ways of God, the way of Jesus, will God break again into our lives, into our church, into our world? It's not such a terrible day in church when we talk about money, even with the underlying lingering anxiety. Still, we remember with longing the days of old with full Sunday schools, lively fundraising events supported by the whole community, rosters overflowing with energy for chancel guild, for coffee making, all manner of church committees and councils. We wonder where the next generation and the next has gone. Why don't they love the worship and the fellowship the way we do, even after all these years? We know we make a difference in the lives of people with needs that we see all around. We work so hard to love and care for our friends and neighbors, near and far. Our commitment and our love for God, for our church, for the world has not waned. And still we wonder, will the budget work out this year? As it, you know, mostly has in the past. And what about those rosters? We don't want to even imagine terrible days changing our community. So we remember the day the risen Christ ascended, leaving us wondering, what now? What next? And we remember that when the day of Pentecost came, God showed up dramatically, unexpectedly, suddenly. And Peter reminded us of an ancient promise spoken by the prophet Joel. Afterward, Joel consoled us. After the terrible day, when Assyria overtook Israel, after the terrible days of Babylonian destruction, when all was lost, when Solomon's grand and glorious temple was destroyed and the people killed or exiled, after every terrible day, God promises through Joel, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Even on male and female slaves in those days, I will pour out my spirit. I will show portents in the heavens and on the earth, blood and fire and columns of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. After the terrible death of Jesus, the surprise of resurrection, the confusion of the ascension into heaven, the Holy Spirit is poured out upon all flesh, strengthening and inspiring God's people for a new day, a new time. After the terrible days of war, October 8th, a ceasefire deal is signed. Promises made, hostages returned, bombs quieted, aid trucks roll. We wonder, will it be enough? Will peace last? Is it safe to hope? As for the church, we keep gathering. We continue in God's teaching and fellowship in the breaking of bread and in the prayers. We keep resisting evil, and whenever we fall into sin, repent and return. We continue proclaiming in word and example the good news of God in Christ. We keep serving and seeking Christ in all. We continue striving for justice and peace among all people, respecting the dignity of all. We keep safeguarding the integrity of creation, respecting, sustaining, and renewing the life of the earth. We continue to prayerfully steward all that God has given, our beloved tradition, our time, our talent, our treasure. We do our best thoughtfully. We give back generously. We remember who we are and to whom we belong. We persist in following the ways of God, the way of Jesus, while we wait for the next inbreaking of God into our lives, into the church, into the world.